a mental count to yourself about 5 seconds.
Yeah, once you hear him stop, then you do a 5 second count.
Okay.
And then you start. Okay. We're so precise around here.
Is it
here.
A slow 5 seconds or a fast 5 seconds?
Fast 5 seconds.
Okay.
But not 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Moderato.
You know, when we pivot to in person, it's going to be another, that's going to be hard.
Yes, it is.
I was, Robert and Sherry were here yesterday doing the flowers.
Uh-huh.
And I was, you know, had all my music strewn everywhere and cameras and stuff. I was like, people in my space. I said to them, oh, it's going to be very weird. I just had to run the place for a year.
Yes.
But it's going to be quite the same, is it?
No, no, no. We'll have to be tidy.
Oh, well, was that, yeah.
Well, and the folks here usually are here like 15 minutes early.
Yeah.
I've told my Maryland friends when they've come, if you come at 10, you're late. Because
right.
Everybody's in place. So yeah, that's going to be a little unnerving.
That's where Barbara comes in.
Ah.
Barbara on the keys. Do the pre-show warm up. Second verse, same as the first.
Yeah. Shouldn't get better, it's gonna get worse.
I'll do what the organist of the church when I was a kid, there was an organist before, yeah, before I started playing, and he had three pieces which he played very well, and we heard them, you know, at least once a month.
Uh-huh.
And it worked just fine. Nobody complained. It was like, oh, there's the familiar.
Uh-huh.
Actually, one of the ladies requested it at the funeral because it was such a favorite. And
yeah.
Well known.
I request this one.
This one, oh, thanks. This one I learned as a teenager, but never mastered. Never performed it. I can see why not. And it sounds so throwaway.
Well, not really. It's
like a romantic little bit you've got with a crunch.
I guess when I'm singing off camera, I probably should be here, because that's,
yeah.
Thank you.
Good morning and welcome to our Lord's Day service, and we hope that the service is a blessing to you. We're so delighted to have Barbara and Pete Klassen here today to join us in our ministry of music, and we're so delighted each time they come to offer their talents to us. Next Sunday is Palm Sunday, and after the service, we invite those of you who are in town to pick up palms. They will be at the office entrance, and along with palms will be individual communion sets, and we hope that you'll pick up enough for your family so that you can join us in Holy Communion on Maundy Thursday. Let us turn our hearts to worship the Lord. Word for the week is taken from Psalm 51, verse 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Please join us in singing, My Hope is Built on Nothing Less.
Thank you.
Where we bring our praise reports and our prayer concerns. And we're delighted for a praise report from Rhea. She's been on our prayer list for many months, and she's reporting that she is now cancer-free. So we're so grateful for that news. We want to remember in our prayers the people of Atlanta as they mourn the deaths of 8 people killed by gun violence. We want to remember the family and friends of Will Gonzalez. Will was a Gibraltar High School graduate, and he died tragically in a motorcycle accident. We want to remember Greg, who is undergoing heart transplant surgery. We want to remember Kathy's Aunt Marguerite, who's struggling with cancer and caring for her husband with Alzheimer's. We want to continue to pray for Tammy and Julianne, Ray and Kevin, Audrey, Dean, Jack, Jaden, and Madeline. Let us pray. Lord, we are so grateful that we could come here today, come into your presence, be a part of the great church, both here on earth and the church triumphant. We are so grateful for Rhea's good news and good report. And we ask that you would continue to undergird her with strength. We would remember, O Lord, our brothers and sisters in Atlanta as they mourn the deaths of these beautiful people who were killed. We ask that your grace and your peace, your sustaining mercy would be upon them. We would remember the family and friends of Will Gonzalez. We're grateful for his life. We ask that you would surround his family with your peace. Please be with Greg as he undergoes a heart transplant, that you would grant to him your healing mercy, that Kathy's Aunt Marguerite would know that underneath her are the everlasting arms. And we continue to lift up before you Tammy and Julianne, Ray, Kevin, Audrey, Dean, Jack, Jaden, and Madeline. Lord, we know that as we deal with chronic conditions, it is so discouraging. And yet we know that your grace can sustain us through it all. And so we bring ourselves to you today as we pray the prayer you taught us, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Lesson is taken from the prophet Jeremiah. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another or say to each other, "Know the Lord," for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. Our New Testament lesson is taken from the letter to the Hebrews. So also Christ did not glorify himself in becoming a high priest, but was appointed by the one who said to him, "You are my son, today I have begotten you." As he says also in another place, "You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek." In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverent submission. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he had suffered, and having been made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, having been designated by God a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The reflection is written by Barbara Axelson, entitled "More on the Language of Love." While watching an anniversary performance of Les Miserables the other evening on public television, I was struck by the final line in the beloved musical. The hero, Jean Valjean, says as he is about to depart this life, "To love one another person is to see the face of God." Among the very moving lyrics and poignant songs based on Victor Hugo's classic, that closing reflection of our yearning to see the face of God was powerful indeed. Jesus is God's son, and according to Hebrews in today's lesson, a high priest forever before the throne of God. The Trinity encompasses the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and we can share in that godly love, care, and concern by loving other persons. We have been told to love one another. Not always easy, is it? But God does not promise easy. God promised never to leave us or forsake us as we follow God's instructions. How wonderful it is to have instructions, especially in this day and age of relativism and anything goes. Free will is not at all freedom to cater to every one of our whims. It is the freedom, the blessing, the right, and the privilege to choose. Stand up for God's way, the road to eternal life and everlasting glory, not moments of self-indulgence, but forever blessings, designed before our birth, promised before and after our earthly departure, of incomparable value. Amen.
Rest in the Lord, wait patiently for him, and he shall give thee thy heart's desires. Oh, rest in the Lord, wait patiently for him, and he shall give thee thy heart's desires. and he shall give thee thy heart's desires. Commit thy way unto him, and trust in him. Commit thy way unto him, and trust in him. And fret not thyself because of evil doers. Oh, rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Wait patiently for him. Oh, rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him, and he shall give thee thy heart's desire. And he shall give thee thy heart's desire. And he shall give thee thy heart's desire. Oh, rest in the Lord. Oh, rest in the Lord. And wait, wait patiently for him.
Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of Lent. I'm not talking about the 40 days. The 40 days that are imposed upon us, it's an ancient church tradition that for 40 days we fast, we pray, we contemplate suffering, we contemplate the isolation of Jesus when he was in the wilderness. I'm talking about the year-long Lent we've all been in. We don't need to impose Lent upon ourselves this season because we've experienced it now for over a year. I'm really tired of it, and I'm waiting for Easter. And not just the Easter on the calendar, but the Easters that's going to come hopefully toward the end of this year when we are through with this horrific pandemic. I'm sick of Lent. I'm sick of suffering. I'm sick of listening to the death counts. Are you with me? Now, I know that before all of this, when we engaged in Lent, there were certain people of the faith that skipped from Christmas to Easter. I understand that now. I remember when people would ask, what are you going to give up for Lent? And I would say vegetables and healthy living. That's not what they meant. But I noticed this year, no one asked, what are we giving up? Because we've given up so much. The little pleasures in life, the big pleasures in life, we've given it all up. Not because we wanted to, but because we had to. But there is one person in the Bible who embraced the concept of Lent fully. He is affectionately known as the weeping prophet. His name was Jeremiah. And if there was ever a silver lining, Jeremiah would find the cloud. He was the weeping prophet. He was the one who preached doom and gloom. As the other officials in the tiny nation state of Judah were saying, things are going to be fine, everything's great, we've just got to hold on, Jeremiah was saying, we're all gonna die. And he spoke that message over and over and over again. Now, the sad thing was, he was the only realist of the bunch. He was in Lent, not because he chose to be, but because he heard God's voice, and he needed to warn the people. even though the people had no intention of listening to Jeremiah. It is thought that after the exile, that Jeremiah, because of all his diatribes, was actually killed by his own people. People don't like weeping prophets. People don't like to stay in suffering and in Lent, even when it is imposed upon them. And they're certainly not going to embrace it. But Jeremiah embraced it. And if you read the book of Jeremiah, chapter after chapter after chapter, we're doomed, we're going to die, you've got to repent. And that thing just kept going on and on, circled back to that same message, except for what I read today. All of a sudden, Jeremiah gives a message of hope. Now, it's not because he wanted to throw a bone at his people and say, you know, I've been saying all these awful things. I'll give you a little hope today. Now, it's because with the eyes of the Spirit, he saw something very different, and he wanted to give his people a different perspective, an eternal perspective, a perspective that they could live into. Because he understood, as God did, that covenants cannot be kept. The covenants that God gave to his people were transactional. And we should not dump on the Israelites and say, well, look, they broke the covenant. We all break our promises. I know that when I am standing before a young couple in love and performing their ceremony, that there's a 50-50 chance that the promises that they make will not last. Now, they don't stand in front of me thinking, well, I'll see how it works and I'm ready to break this promise. I know that they have every intention. But our human frailty comes into it, doesn't it? How many promises have you broken? I know I've broken a few. And so a transactional relationship was not going to work. And Jeremiah understood this. And from the voice of God, he says to them, there's a new covenant coming. A covenant that is not transactional. It is the covenant where I will etch this law right within your being. And you will no longer have it superimposed on you. It will come from within. And what was the law? You remember that Jesus summarized the law so beautifully? He said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. The Holy Spirit of God etches that law within us. When the Hebrews writer was talking about Jesus, and he talked about that he was a priest after the order of Melchizedek. Well, Melchizedek was an ancient priest, and his name meant the King of Righteousness and Peace. And when the King of Righteousness and Peace etches that law within us, we embody it. So it is no longer superimposed upon us. I remember a story told by a pastor after the horrific attacks of 9/11. He lived in Maryland, and in his area was a mosque, and he knew that the people in that mosque were in danger after 9/11 attacks. Even though the president at the time had said that Islam was not the enemy, that Muslims were not the enemy, he knew the spirit of humanity and what could happen to those dear people. So he drove to the mosque, and as he was driving, he could see that the iron gates were about to close on that mosque, and he revved his engine and went straight to the front door. And the poor imam, as this big strapping pastor over 6 feet tall jumps out of his car, the imam looked terrified. You can imagine. And he addressed the imam, and he told him that his congregation was so concerned about them and what could they do to keep the people safe. And so what they did was partner with his people, and any time his ladies, especially when they were dressed in their traditional clothing, would want to go to the store, a congregation member from his church would escort her so that she would not be molested on the street or screamed at on the street. Similar to what's happening today, as people in Asian communities are coming together and working and escorting people so that they are not harassed on the street. That is embodying the King of Peace. That's embodying love the Lord your God with all your heart, strength, and soul, and your neighbor as yourself. Jeremiah looked toward the day when God's law would be etched within us. Is God's law etched within you and I? We'll know it by our actions. We'll know it when we are compassionate, when we're loving, when we're forgiving. We are animated by the Holy Spirit of God. And this is not our own work. We can't take care of our own sin. This is the work of the Holy Spirit within us. Jeremiah knew so long ago that a transaction with God would fall short because of our human nature. And he said the Holy Spirit of God would take over and cleanse us from the inside out. And so we who follow the Spirit of God, let us follow that Spirit into this week as the Lord animates us and gives us compassion and love for our neighbor. Let us pray. Oh, to be like thee. Oh, to be like thee. Blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art, come in thy sweetness, come in thy fullness, stamp thine own image deep on my soul. Lord, we ask that we will be stamped with the image of the King of righteousness and peace this day and always, in Jesus' name. And now, God, go before you to lead you. God, go behind you to protect you. God, go beneath you to support you. God, go beside you to befriend you. Do not be afraid. May the blessing of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you. Do not be afraid. Go in peace, love, and serve the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you. And she had it redone in the 50s.